Well, folks, welcome back this morning. Again, another Thursday here, and we're returning to Romans 16, and we're looking together at this one specific woman, and we made reference last week to women in our lives that have made an immense impact upon us, an impact for good, and most importantly, an impact for God. That might be a mother, it might be a grandmother, it might be a wife, it might be a sister, and it might even be a daughter or even an aunt. But we're thankful to God this morning for you ladies who've made impacts, great impacts for God in the lives of your family and in your friends. And so for us men, it's a challenge to us that even our lives might make an impact just the way as our those of our opposite sex has towards society and most of all for God. Romans 16, Paul says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is Caesarea, that you receive her in the Lord as become a saint, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she have need of, for she hath been a succour of many and of myself also. I'm not sure if I mentioned last week, but Phoebe's name actually means goddess of the sun, and it means to be means radiant or shining one. And although in many ways Phoebe's name was given before her conversion days, during her days of as being a pagan, before conversion, before coming to Christ, for some unknown reason, she keeps her old name, but her nature is changed. And we're glad, folks, that when God comes to work in a life, he changes the most important part of us, and that is our nature. In fact, he gives us desires. There's a faith mission worker called Gary Tutte. Years ago, I heard him sharing his testimony, and way back in 1993, in the Faith Mission Convention, the first really convention I was ever at in my life, whenever I got my life sorted out with God, or should I say, whenever God stepped into my life, and I remember him saying something that never left me. He said, whenever God came, the things I once loved, I now hated, and the things I once hated that I now love, and I never forgot that. And Phoebe is no different. Her life, although her name means goddess of the sun, she undoubtedly becomes a very radiant and shining lady among the believers, whether it was in Corinth or whether it was in the believers that were, as she would travel to Rome. Paul would give her this great responsibility of carrying this letter from her home of Caesarea, that she would carry this unique letter known as the Book of the Romans to the believers in Rome. The reason why this was so is because she was a woman of means, and she was a woman of money, and she would have been traveling from town to town or city to city, and she was able to, and he knew he could rely upon her. He knew he could depend upon her. And so very simply, he calls her the servant of the church. Well, a servant of the church. Well, we looked last week at the fact that the letter S stands for salvation. Then I thought to myself, well, what does the letter E mean? And I'm convinced that for this lady Phoebe, she was a lady who would have been enthusiastic. That is without any doubt. This is very evident because of the fact of her involvement, because of her involvement in the work of God, because of her involvement in being a help and being a succor to the Apostle Paul. And her enthusiasm was not for something that was temporal, but her enthusiasm was for something that was eternal. And that in itself will challenge our lives, because sometimes we get very enthusiastic about temporal things. You know, I mean, this past, was it last weekend, or I don't know when it was, but Liverpool won the league, whatever that means. And we saw pictures on the TV of these head cases in the colour of red outside Liverpool Stadium, and they're going ballistic and mad. And maybe you're a Liverpool supporter, forgive me, I don't really support any team, not just Liverpool. I'm not a football supporter, but that doesn't mean it's wrong. But what I'm saying is that there was great enthusiasm whenever the team won. Man, there was great joy. But yet, folks, our enthusiasm really ought to be something that is for those eternal things, those things that are going to matter. And it's not to try and, like, please, folks, don't think by any means that I'm trying to sound super spiritual, because that's not what I am. But I'm just saying to you, our enthusiasm ought to be things that are eternal, things that are not going to fade away, things that are not going to, that whenever the day of judgment comes, they're not going to be burned up as wood, hay, and stubble. John says, and in fact, Jesus said in John 9, he says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. for night cometh when no man can work. And so what he was speaking about here was this reality that every one of us can be involved in the work that's going to last, that's going to last for all of eternity. There's going to come a night when no man can work. That day, that night will be whenever we die physically. We can no longer, as it were, work for building up treasure in heaven whenever we die. How we build up treasure in heaven is what we do for Christ here in the now. And in fact, Ecclesiastes says there's no work nor device or knowledge nor wisdom in the grave. And so that's why he was said, that's why I believe that Christ said that we must work the works, do the works of him that sent me while it is day, because night cometh when no man can work. And so we challenge ourselves this morning very simply as how enthusiastic are we for those things that are eternal? I know it's been difficult. I know for many of us, we're looking forward to getting back to church, getting back into the building. I know on Wednesday coming, the prayer meeting will be held in the church itself. And it'll be lovely just to see people, even though they're social distance, but it'll be so encouraging just to set your eyes on people, be able to see people face to face. Though you're not be able, most likely not be able to shake hands or be up close, but it just encouraged our hearts to be with God's people. I wonder whenever everything goes back into the norm, dare I say it, how enthusiastic will we be for the Lord's day? How enthusiastic will we be for, dare I say it, for his work? And how enthusiastic will we be to serve the Lord's servants? That means to work with one another. If Phoebe, for this lady, I'm convinced without any doubt that she was enthusiastic. But I also thought last night, funny, I was putting a bit of a fence here at the side of the house and I was mulling this over in my mind. And I thought to myself, what else was Phoebe under this letter E? And I thought to myself, well, she was something that every one of us can be. And she was an encourager to Paul. And she was an encouragement to the church. Listen to what Paul says. He says, a sister in whatsoever business she hath need of, for she hath been a succor of many, or a helper of many, and of myself also. This lady was a lady of means. She had got money, but she was willing to put her back to the work and even her money into the work of God to support the work of God. And then I thought to myself, who else do I know in the scriptures? Who else do we know in the scriptures that was known as an encourager? And we know automatically, we think of Barnabas. His official name is Joseph. You read about it in Acts 4. He's the man who's willing to sell his land, a piece of land, and give it directly to the church, no questions. And then I was reading this wee article by John Phillips, and John Phillips says, look, Luke was not concerned with how he obtained, whenever Luke writes here in the book of Acts, obtained the property where it was located. What is important is the loving heart of Barnabas, who sold the land and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. He gave out of pure love, not to call attention to himself, but for the simple blessedness of giving. He represents many others who have sacrificially and who give sacrificially and as an example for us to follow. Tell me, as you look back over your life, just as the Apostle Paul would look over his life, and I'm sure if it was possible to be with us today, he would say, you know, Phoebe was an encouragement to me, an immense encouragement in the work of God. Through her, this letter of Romans was carried to Rome. She was the lady who carried it. This unique piece of scripture in a time when they didn't have photocopiers, in a time when there was no such thing as an email, time when paper or parchment was extremely expensive. There was only one copy, only one writing of Romans. So whenever Paul put it under her hands, he was putting an immense amount of trust and reliability. He was relying on her to do what she would say she would do. But oh, how she encouraged him. Oh, how Barnabas encouraged him. And then, I'll be honest with you and say to you folks, oh, how many people down through our lives have been such an encouragement to us. I'll not name their names, but there's a couple, I'm just going to call them DJ. And it's a husband and wife. And oh, what an encouragement they were to my wife and I. What an encouragement. And they faithfully serve God in the local church setting. And oh, how encouragement, as someone who laboured in the gospel, how much they got behind us in the work. Did they always agree with how I did things? Maybe not. But never once did I ever hear an unhappy comment, or never once did I ever hear a word of a discouragement from them. And I thought to myself, and I'll be honest with you and say to myself, how do I want to be remembered? Maybe I want to ask you, how do you want to be remembered? We're in that period now in Belize when Pastor Lawrence in a few months' time will be stepping down from the reins, and Pastor Anderson will be coming to replace him. How will we be remembered? How will we be remembered? Will we be remembered as one who was an immense discouragement? Or will we be one who will be remembered as an immense encouragement? I was reading this morning in our own wee devotional, I made reference to this man called David Tripp. And he speaks even about personal discouragement in our lives. And sometimes he says, does discouragement preach to you a gospel that causes you to forget that your future has already been written in God's book, in the pages of God's book? It's discouraging to face your struggle with sin, your disloyalty of a friend, the rebellion of your children, the soaring of your marriage, the division of your church, the temptations that seem to be all around you, the injustice that lives in this fallen world, the pain and worry of physical sickness, the loss of your job, the hardship of old age, and even the death of your dream. So many things that can discourage us. But this morning, as we begin a new day, let his word, remember how David said that he encouraged himself in the Lord. Not only let his word encourage you today, but can I encourage you to be an encouragement to someone today? The Bible says, let us do good unto all men, but especially unto those who are of the household of faith. Phoebe, a servant, saved, enthusiastic, and an immense encouragement, not just to Paul, but to many, and especially to believers in Rome. Let's pray together. Father, help us today, and especially in our service for you, whatever that may take, and whatever avenue that may take. And may, Lord, we be consciously aware of your guiding hand in our lives, as we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you, good folk. The Lord bless you. And remember, encourage even one person today. God bless.